Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Talia. How may I help you?
Yeah, I just ordered the Cosmic Scope.
Yes, sir.
And what is the bonus monocular? Is that just another monocular? Because I clicked onto that, and I didn't really know what that was.
Yes. Okay. Can I have your zip code to pull up your account to see exactly what it is for you?
Well, I got an order ID number. Okay. You want that or what?
Yes, sir. And I would need your zip code as well.
98258. Why would the zip code matter?
Because that's how we have to pull up the orders. Could I please have your first and last name?
Harry Spitzbart.
All right, thank you. For
Why can't you
purposes.
Just pull it up with the order number?
Because the system loads faster when we use the zip code. For security purposes, could I get you to verify that shipping address for me?
Do I have one on there?
Yes, sir. I just need to verify it. Make sure it's the right address.
Is it the 9010?
Yes, sir. Alrighty, I do see
Market,
the order.
Marketplace?
Yes, sir. I do see the order was placed for the Cosmic Scope along with the case, and then you have a second one at a discounted price.
Okay. When I first looked at the ad, it says if you buy two, you get one free. So I'm actually getting two. I don't know. I don't understand this whole thing. And then I thought I was gonna get free shipping. Because it said free shipping if you get two. And I'm actually getting two, but I'm getting one discounted. So I don't get why they're charging me for shipping. And I also got the lifetime warranty.
Yes, sir, that's correct as well. Give me one moment to look into this for you. This is a new product, so I'm not very familiar with it. Let me go and look over it for you.
Okay. How long is that going to take?
Just a few moments.
Okay. And I was also wondering why I didn't get an email with a confirmation.
That may have been a system error, but I can have one sent to you, sir.
I really don't think I should have to pay the shipping because I bought more things than... You know, I thought if you buy more, you don't have to pay the shipping.
Yes, sir. I'm looking into everything to make sure I give you the correct information.
Where are you located?
Yes, I'm located in Alabama.
Oh. What time is it in Alabama?
It is currently 4:30.
In the morning?
Yes, sir. Well, no, it's about 4:55.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, yes, sir. So I'm not seeing any further shipping charges. I'm seeing where you were charged the $69.97 for the scope along with the case, and then a discounted price of $24.99 for the second scope, and the lifetime warranty was $9.99. Any additional charges, I'm not seeing on the account, so I do advise you to contact your financial institution to take care of.
To take care of what?
Any other charges that you may be seeing, because I'm not seeing any other shipping charges. I'm just seeing for the full retail amount for the products that you have.
So what? Tell me what you see for charges.
Okay, you were charged $69.97 for the scope along with the case, and then $24.99 for the discounted cost of the scope.
Okay, it's, well, on my receipt, it's got it itemized. $49.99 for the cosmic scope and $9.99 for the carrying case, $24.99 for the bonus for the binocular, which is the same as the cosmic scope, right? It's the it's
yes.
just a, another scope, right?
Yes, sir.
And then lifetime warranty, $9.99.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And then, so that brings it up to $94.96, right?
Okay. Yes, sir. Let me go.
And then it adds on $9.99 shipping, which they shouldn't be charging me for shipping.
Okay, let me see.
Is that correct?
Let me check with the supervisor to verify and see.
Yeah, why are they charging me? Why are you guys charging me $9.99 when, you know, if I would have bought two of them, which I really am getting two of them because I'm getting one at a discounted rate. Why are they charging me $9.99 for shipping when they would have given the shipping free with the others? Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm consulting with the supervisor. Yes, sir. So I'm still not seeing that charge. I was advised to contact your bank and make sure that extra charge is not on your bank statement.
It says it right here. It says it. Listen, what is your name?
Talia.
Talia, look on the Look on the email you just sent me. You'll see it. You'll see it. It says shipping $9.99. Right underneath the subtotal.
Alrighty.
What did your supervisor say?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I mean, yes, sir. I do apologize for that. But she says to give it 24 hours, and if that charge shows up on your bank statement, then give us a call back, and then we can look into that for you. But we're still not seeing the charge of the shipping and handling charge on your account.
But it says it right there. The grand total is $104.95 with the shipping charge.
Yes, sir. So
do you see it? Do you
no,
see
sir.
It?
We're not
yes
seeing
or no?
that. We're not seeing that.
Well, you just sent it to me. You just sent me the email with the order details.
Yes, sir.
Right?
So the emails are system generated. So I don't know exactly what the email has on it. So that's why we did advise you to contact the bank.
Oh, you guys have to have a record of this. Can I talk to your supervisor?
Yes, sir.
Like right now, or
I'd have to give you a transfer, sir.
God, what a joke. Are you connecting me or what?
Yes, sir. I have to get your information transferred over before I can connect you.
And what's the person's name?
I don't have a specific supervisor. You'll just get transferred to whichever one is available at the moment. Alrighty, I'll get that transfer for you. If you would please hold while I connect you.
I'm waiting.